Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our sermon this evening, the Old Testament lesson for the most part. Verse 12. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure?" Sarah laughed. What's the most important thing in life? I think each one of us could make a list. Our lists would be different. They would be formed and sorted partly because of the things that we've been through. The hopes and disappointments. The experience of what we put our hearts into. And we find out that some of those things really don't last how we thought they would. And others that we may not have expected to do so, they continue on for years. Sometimes it's a surprise. C.S. Lewis, you've heard the name, wrote a book called Surprised by Joy. See, he was an unbeliever, and he married a Christian, and her name was Joy. And then God worked, and he came to faith. So it wasn't only about the surprise of finding love, it was also about the surprise of God's grace and being found by God. What's the most important thing in life? For an old couple living in a tent in the promised land, as the years dragged on, as the promise just hung there, and they didn't see it being fulfilled. The most important thing in life was to have the words and promises of God, and then to see the promise fulfilled. And yet, you got to understand, after waiting for so long, they began to wonder, and Abraham was not always so confident. I've got a wonderful article in my files called Laughing with Sarah. Detail some of this. See, Sarah laughed. It was a laughter of bitterness. It was a laughter of disappointment. It was a laughter of how much could have been. How glorious that could have been, and then to see that and to enjoy watching it unfold, but after she's beyond the years of childbearing, just can't be, can it? And so she laughs. She laughs with bitterness, she laughs with sorrow, she laughs, and in the laughter there are some tears. And God confronts her. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Anything too wondrous? Is there anything beyond that He cannot do? 3 chapters later, Genesis 21, Sarah laughs again. That's a different laughter. God has made laughter for me. Who would have said that Sarah would nurse children? She laughs. She laughs at the doubts. She laughs at her lack of belief. She laughs at the years of waiting. She laughs at that disappointment. She laughs at her own sorrow. She laughs. And her laughter catches something. It catches the surprise of the grace of God. Little footnote here. If you find a Bible with footnotes in there and go into the footnotes where it says Isaac and ask what does the name Isaac mean, guess what it means? Laughter. Her son gets to grow up with that history, with that story, with the before and the after, and his mother laughed with disappointment, and then his mother laughed with the joy of the grace of God. God who does the impossible, who promises the unheard of, and follows through. Years and more after that, the Israelites, they're standing by the sea. And no, it's not the before picture with water on the left, water on the right, water ahead of them, and the Egyptians behind them. They are standing by the sea. And the water and the Egyptians and Egypt and slavery is all behind them. And now they're walking with God out through the wilderness. And they laugh. Who would have thought it? Who is like you, O Lord, doing wonders? And God chooses to surprise his people with salvation. New Testament comes along. One day an angel by the name of Gabriel comes to a young girl by the name of Mary, and he says to her, "You will conceive and bear a son, and he will save his people from their sin. How can this be, since I am a virgin?" She is going to conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and bear the Savior of the human race. Is anything too hard for God? Is anything impossible for Him? It's laughter. Laughter is scattered through the Bible. There's laughter. Easter. Laughter. Laughter, in fact, at creation. The laughter of joy as the angels celebrate and shout for joy, and Adam and Eve are... Well, Adam formed from the dust and Eve from the rib. And you and I, we should be a little bit more surprised, shouldn't we? At some of the miracles that we see. In fact, if you grab a hold of the whole theme of grace, which means in one way of looking at it, it means the totally unexpected that you couldn't have seen that God was going to do, but along He comes and He does what was seemingly impossible, and now you are given forgiveness and salvation and eternal life, and you're going to be celebrating with Jesus Christ forever and forever? Isn't that whole idea one that should bring the laughter of joy to us? Isn't it wonderful that Psalm 126 tucked right in there, right in sequence, talks about laughter? God chooses to come to us with wonders and words and promise. And the greatest surprise in all of this is the surprise of Good Friday, of the cross, of Easter, of resurrection, of what seemed like defeat, what seemed like our sins and death, finally getting the total victory, and yet in that moment, life is purchased and won. The victory is brought forward. Jesus conquers. Sin and death are defeated. And then go another step with me, please. What is it that actually does all of these wonders in our lives? Being Lutherans, we have a great answer. And the answer goes like this. Why, it's the Word. Yeah, it's the Word of God. We talk about baptism and we say, water can't do such things. It is the Word of God in and with the water. What's the role of faith? To trust this Word of God in the water. Oh. Now that puts into perspective Abraham and Sarah and what they were asked to do, which was to walk that path to simply hear that Word of God, the words and promises of God, to grab a hold of them, to believe those words and promises, and to wait. And as soon as they got impatient, then to wait. Because God will. He will fulfill His promises. He will say what His Word has done. Or He will do what His Word has said. Get that backwards. And to wait. And to wait beyond the time of childbearing, and to wait growing old, and to wait until they begin to, as we get to that part of our life, as they begin to see the end coming along and death is around the corner, and where is the promises, and to wait. To wait. To wait for the Word of God to be fulfilled, for the mighty hand of God, for the acts of the Almighty. And to wait. In fact, for Abraham and Sarah, to wait long enough that when God actually did what He was going to do, that it would be a surprise to them. Which may be why they had to wait. Sometimes, in fact, the mighty acts of God come into being almost unseen. And what we are called to do in our lives, in our day, and as Lutherans who talk about water and the Word, or about bread and wine and body and blood and the Word of God, or about confessing and believing that, quote, in this way our sins are forgiven before God in heaven, is to wait and to trust that Word of God. Sometimes the Word of God promises things that the world scoffs at, but we're Christians. And we are called by God to hold to those promises and wait. That's a part of faith that is very much what this season, Advent, going into Christmas, is all about. Later on in the Bible and in the letters. Don't you know that in the last days there will come scoffers who will scoff and say, where is the promise of His coming? Wait. And that's what God calls us to do as Christians. In the middle of this, I want it now, this dog-eat-dog, turn-on-your-neighbor, grab-for-all-you-can-get, don't pass up the pleasures of this life world. God pulls you aside. And He tells you that you are His. He says you belong to His kingdom. While that kingdom is not something that you can see, you have His word. Wait. Be faithful. Hold on to the word. Hold on to the message. Hold on to what God has promised in Jesus Christ. Christmas is coming. God is faithful. He does not forget His promises. He sees and knows you. And God the Father sent Jesus very simply for you. Wait. Trust. Hold on to that word. It is from God to you. In Jesus' name, amen.